It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Often we've got questions about words, and when we do, we turn to Ben Zimmer. You might have read him in the Wall Street Journal, where he writes a language column. He's also a lexicographer and executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com. Ben, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
We're at 206-221-3663. That's our feedback line, and maybe you've got something that's been bugging you about words. Call that, leave your message, and Ben might answer that in coming weeks. Ben, we've heard this phrase pipe dream for a long time, and we've been wondering what is all about. Where does that come from?
Pipe dream is one of those interesting expressions that's lingered in the language, even though the original meaning of it gets a little bit lost. But the origin of pipe dream actually has to do with opium smoking. Smoking opium was, somewhat accepted in Europe and North America back in the 18th and 19th centuries. You might think about Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who wrote his poem Kublai Khan, reportedly under the influence of opium. The subtitle of Kublai Khan is A Vision in a Dream. This idea that if you smoked opium, you might have this kind of delirious fantasy, or there something dreamlike would appear to you, was well known at that time. So these flights of fancy came to be called pipe dreams, the pipe from smoking opium, and that was an expression that certainly took off in the late 19th century in American English, in different cities in the country where opium dens started appearing, particularly in Chicago. And it seems like Chicago played an important role in the popularization of the expression pipe dream. If you look through the newspaper databases, you can find a lot of examples in Chicago newspapers where they're talking about a pipe dream, not necessarily referring to something that appears to you from smoking opium, but this more general use, meaning something unrealistic, something fantastic, maybe something that you hope for but you don't think will actually occur. And so we see this move away from its original use, where it's specifically talking about the dreams of the opium smoker, into a more general usage where it's just kind of a fantastic but vain hope.
And, I've heard the expression, he's on the pipe or she's on the pipe, in referring to crack addicts, which seems to be a latter-day reflection of the phrase pipe dream. They're caught up in something that's taking them away from the world.
That's true. That would be a sort of a latter-day version of that, I suppose. But it's obviously something like that is more tied to recent history and drug usage as it is now, as opposed to back in the 18th, 19th centuries. But it's surprising, actually. You get these expressions that come out of something like drug usage and then just become so common that we can use them without having to evoke that image of, a pipe dream. What kind of pipe are we talking about? The idiom just becomes so common that now we just accept that without worrying about all of that messy history.
Ben Zimmer, thanks so much.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Ben Zimmer is language columnist for the Wall Street Journal and our word guy on The Record. Maybe you've got a word or phrase that's bugging you and you'd like to find out more about it. Call our feedback line. It's 206-221-3663, 206-221-3663, or you can write to us. It's record@kuow.org. We'll see if Ben Zimmer can figure it out for us. I'm Ross Reynolds. It's The Record.